there and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and today I'm chatting with Tina Mraz, Program and Educational Services Director with the Fairfax County Public Library, and she's here to tell us about something fun that the library's got going on, which I guess they always have something fun going on. But it's the Summer Reading Adventure, which started earlier. It's started June 17th and runs through August 19th. Tina, thanks for being here. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Absolutely. Looking forward to conversation about books and reading, making it fun, summer adventure. Before we get into the subject matter at hand, let's talk about the library for a minute. I'll just kind of wide open, whatever you want to tell us about Fairfax County Public Library.
Fairfax County Public Library has 23 branches all throughout Fairfax County. At the Government Center, we have a special library called Access Services for customers with visual disabilities. And also a little known fact, you can use their services for students who have learning disabilities. And the library is more than just books. We have lots of wonderful programs for all ages, from story times for the little ones to STEAM programming for school-age kids, job and educational services. And on our website, we have wonderful databases to help you learn languages, get special skills, and so much more.
Everything.
Yes. It's not your old stuffy library.
Right. Okay. So 23 branches?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So pretty much every part of the county is covered.
Yes, we do try and cover everyone. Right. If you have one in your neighborhood, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I think an important part, it's all free.
Absolutely.
Most things free or everything free?
Yeah, everything's free. I mean, if you lose a book, we're going to ask you to pay the replacement cost. But, you know, we don't have fines anymore, which is wonderful. And to get a library card is absolutely free. You just have to be a Fairfax County resident or a resident of one of our surrounding localities, and you can get a reciprocal card.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, a lot of fun stuff always happening at the Fairfax County Public Library. We're in summer now, obviously, so let's talk about a program that you guys have going on. It's called the Summer Reading Adventure, and correct me if I'm wrong, I thought it started out as like a kids-only. Is that right?
That's correct. It did start off as, you know, just a reading program for the children to help prevent that summer slide when, you know, they're out of school and they lose some of those reading skills that they worked so hard for during the school year. And the program was created to kind of keep those skills up so that they're reading or doing reading related activities. And over the years, we realized this should be something that the entire family should be a part of. We wanted to get adults involved, and it's been an astounding success. Sometimes you see more adult readers than the teens, which we really want to get more of those teens reading. But yes, it was great adding the adults to the program.
Okay. So when you hear Summer Reading Adventure, it's not just for kids anymore. Kids, teens, adults, anybody of any age.
Yep. All ages are welcome. We want everybody reading. We want to foster that love of reading and the library.
All right. You mentioned summer slump specifically for kids in school. How do you design the program so it really does feel like fun instead of like extra schoolwork during summertime?
Yes. So what we do is all of the children and adults can either read any book that they want. So for each age group, there's a different number of activities or goals to meet. So you can read a set number of books or listen to books, because that is also a part of reading.
Wait a minute. You can listen to books. You don't have to physically read it?
You don't have to physically read a book. You can listen to an audiobook.
Always.
That counts. That's
I love audiobooks.
So do I. I'm listening to an audiobook constantly. So you can read any number of books. There's no list. We want to make it fun, so you can read any book you want. For the older kids, we know their books are a little bit longer, so we don't want to make it stressful, say, to them to have to read 10 books and they're reading a 500-page book. You know, that would be tough. So you can also read for time. So you can do 20 to 30-minute reading sessions, depending on the age. And we also have fun activities that are a part of the adventure, or you can do a combination of all three. So you can read a book one day, or you can read for 30 minutes. And when you're doing that reading for 30 minutes, it could be the newspaper. It could be a magazine. We just want you reading.
Reading is the end goal.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what you're reading. Interesting. You talked about reading as the goal, and a lot of, you know, especially kids, teens, seems like they always have their face in their phone, you know, looking at screens and watching videos and reels or shorts or TikToks or whatever the kids call it nowadays. Why do you think families specifically may be so hungry for a reading challenge?
To get them off of those screens and just to get that old-fashioned love of books, and even if it's not your traditional book, just graphic novels is a gateway for some of those kids that are into the screens all of the time. So getting them into the library, learning the other resources, but we really want them to kind of take that time away from the screens and appreciate the books, and not in a stuffy kind of setting where it's you have to read Pride and Prejudice. We want them to come to the program, and sometimes it's forced. You know, mom says you have to do the summer reading program. I was that mom who was like, okay, I know you don't like to read, but we're going to do the summer reading adventure. So it's like having a kid like that, going in, talking to the librarian, getting recommendations for books, and tying it into some of that stuff that they're watching on their phones to get them interested in something besides the phone, and then bringing that interest over to books.
Right. Well, you can still use your phone and listen to an audio book.
Yep, you can use it for that. You can even use it for an ebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which is available at the library.
Absolutely, and 100% free.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Does that count as well, or is it just audio books and ebooks?
Just audio books and ebooks. Yes.
Push it too much.
Yeah, don't want to push too far.
All right. Interesting theme this year. I think you guys always have a theme, but it's Unearth a Story, which is all about dinosaurs and archaeology. How do you or your team pick that theme and all the themes? Is there a rhyme or reason for that?
Yes. So the Library of Virginia works with the Collaborative Library. Oh my goodness, it's CSLP, and I can never remember what the acronym stands for.
Cat always hit your tongue at least once on a podcast. Yeah,
absolutely, but it's a group of librarians that come up with these themes each year, and so as a member of that group, we used whatever they select. So this year was a great one, so we're really excited about the whole dinosaur archaeology theme. But yes, it does come from a source outside of the library.
Okay. Well, it seems like dinosaurs would be a fun thing for the kids, and archaeology maybe more for the adults.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's always a little bit of a tie-in for everyone in the themes.
Yeah. I know it's a broad theme, but statewide?
Yes.
Or you mentioned the group, so I assume it's broader than just Fairfax County.
Oh, absolutely. It's nationwide.
Okay. Nationwide theme. How do you all tailor that and try to make it fun for each branch or each library location? Is there something different that you're trying to do?
Yeah, so we take the general theme, and then we look for events or performers that kind of tie into that theme. So every year we have special events throughout the summer. So we looked for special dinosaur performances, archaeology. We're partnering with the parks on some escape room events at the library, which is really cool. And then each individual branch, they go all out every year with these themes. So they decorate the branches. They have different little finisher tags that they put on the walls for the kids to write their names on. So we take that broad theme and then everyone kind of distills it in to what matches for their branch.
Yeah. All right. Sounds awesome. We are on the County Conversation Podcast talking with Tina Mraz, Program and Educational Service Director with Fairfax County's Public Library. And we're talking about the library's Summer Reading Adventure, which, as a reminder, it's not just for kids, it's for everybody. Great chance for you to get involved and do some reading over the summer. And you don't have to read, you can listen to an audiobook, and that counts. What is it about the Summer Reading Challenge for you, for the library staff, that gets you excited about the program?
It's the kids coming in. So a lot of our librarians go into the schools in May and they do book talks for the students. And just to get them excited about the summer, wet their whistle with some of these great books that we've selected as, you know, our little stashes for the kids. And when they come in and they remember that you came to their school, and it's like, hey, you visited my class and you shared the book about the ghost. That gets us all really excited. And to see the kids in the stacks, pulling books off the shelves, that really gets us going. Mm-hmm. And connecting the kids with books when they're asking for suggestions, right, that's really exciting for us.
Cool. So over the years, has this program helped change or define, or has the library's thought process on reading changed or redefined as what counts as reading, either because of this challenge or before this challenge? I mean, talk to me a little bit about that, because you talked about this challenge that you don't have to read, you can listen to an audiobook. So that's not really air quote reading. So talk to me about the viewpoint of reading from the library standpoint of view.
Yes. So over the years, you know, the audiobook industry's expanded. We've gotten the ebooks in, and children and adults are getting the same value from listening to the books or having an ebook as they would from actually reading the book. And it appeals to different people. I'm a big audiobook listener and I like ebooks. So over the years, you know, we've seen how our customers have come to embrace reading in these different formats. Mm-hmm. And as we've seen that, we wanted to go with the trend and have this for the customers in a way that they want to engage with it.
Right. Well, technology nowadays, you might as well use it.
Exactly.
Right. So speaking of technology, that was a great segue, if I do pat myself on the back. Talk to me a little bit about technology with the Summer Reading Adventure. There's an app that I think you guys can, or the readers can, track their progress. So talk to me about technology versus paper.
Yes. So we give our customers two options for participating in the challenge. So we have an online platform called Beanstat, and it's an interesting way to log reading. It's almost gamified. So as you read a book or do a timed reading session or an activity, once you complete it, you earn a badge. So you're collecting these badges as you're working through the adventure. It's also a really nice platform as well, because you can translate the site into different languages, which is nice. So the paper we only have in Spanish, Arabic, and Korean. But then when you're doing the challenge online, the site allows you to translate it into dozens of languages, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I think there's last count, I don't know how many we're up to now, but like well over 100 languages, I think, spoken in Fairfax County, and that's probably low. So
yeah, definitely a low count, and it would be impossible to have all of those in paper. So having that online platform is great.
What kind of challenges from staff perspective does that present for y'all? Because we're going to get into prizes in a minute, which I understand that those are the fun part of it. So like with paper and Beanstack app, tabulating results, I mean, what kind of logistical challenges are we talking?
It's actually wonderful. So Beanstack has a way for us to log offline readers. So if you complete the challenge on paper, when you bring it in, we'll enter the information into Beanstack, and then it counts you as a reader. So it's giving us more accurate statistics than we've ever had in years. So instead of a challenge, it's been a positive having it as our virtual platform.
Okay. All right. Very good. Prizes. I mentioned prizes.
Oh, prizes. Our customers love our prizes.
Who doesn't love prizes?
Exactly. So for our youth, we have a coupon booklet filled with coupons from community sponsors. Adults get a coupon sheet with several of the same sponsors. Everyone gets a Fairfax County Park Authority coupon sheet. And then we have a very limited supply of Washington Nationals vouchers for the kids. And they're available while supplies last, but they're very popular. And on top of those things that everyone gets, we have some drawings. So for the adults, at every library branch, there's a drawing for a Fairfax Library Foundation tote bag. It's filled with gift cards and other goodies valued at $150. There's a drawing for teens for a voucher to the Herndon Escape Room. And then for the younger set, we will have drawings for the Washington Spirit vouchers and a Nova Wild Family of Four Park Pass.
Oh, cool. Wow. A lot of prizes.
Yes.
Better get reading.
Yes. You definitely want to get your prizes.
Yeah, absolutely. It is going on now. Let's mention the end date, because this podcast is airing in June. And if people were listening in September, it's already going to be over. But talk to me about the deadline to get the reading done and your paperwork submitted.
Yes. So the last day of summer reading is August 19th. But we do have a grace period. We know, like, back for kids are going back to school, families are on vacation. So if you can't make it back to the library on August 19th, you can still come in for a couple of weeks after and get your prizes, which is great.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So a little bit of leeway there.
Yeah, a little bit of leeway. We don't want to be too strict.
No. Okay. And so fairfaxcounty.gov/library is the place to go. All the details are there.
Yes, that's correct. We have details about each of the adventures for the age groups. There's some special contests that are going on, all of the events, and so much more.
I couldn't let you leave without asking you how you define success for this year's summer reading adventure.
So oftentimes we think of success as a number. And don't get me wrong, we want to see it increase each year. So we always think about a 5% increase. But the real success is those kids getting books in hand or listening to books, those audiobooks or e-readers, and having them get those books in hand and continuing to read throughout the summer and eliminating those reading losses. That is true success to us.
Right. It's not continued schoolwork. It can be fun.
Exactly. Read those fun books that you couldn't read during the school year, like Dog Man.
Right. Well, I'm not familiar with that one. I might have to check that one out.
Yeah, it's a graphic novel. Really fun. Kids love it.
All right. I don't know if you, well, maybe that's a good recommendation for kids. I was going to ask you to give us some book recommendations before you leave.
Oh, my goodness. It's so many. So...
We don't have that long.
Okay, I'll try and be good. So for the younger set, a picture book that I love recently is Don't Trust Fish is the title. Okay. And it's all about how fish are quite sneaky and they don't always follow the rules of being a fish. So it's a nonfiction title.
That one is because I'm curious.
Yeah, it's very cute. For juvenile fiction, oh my goodness. Let's see, what have I read recently? Oh, that's a toughie.
Would the Dog Man you mentioned?
Dog Man would work for that age set. For teens, I'm reading now Young World. It is on the Capital Choices list for the year, and that is really good so far. Really, really enjoying it. And for adults, I just love a good cozy mystery. So Chowderhouse Murder, I believe is the title, by Lee Hollis. That was a really good one that I read recently.
All right. Well, you've got, at least four or five books right there you can read and get your summer reading adventure underway. Final 30 seconds. What do you want our listeners taking away from our conversation about the summer reading adventure?
Yes. Everyone get out there, participate in the summer reading adventure. Check out our website to get the details. You can get a log at your library branch. And the fun doesn't end with summer reading. We're going to be leaving summer reading in August and going right into All Fairfax Reads, which is our community read of one book where we do events surrounding that book. And this year's book is Demon Copperhead by Robert Kingsolver.
Okay. So it doesn't end, folks. It keeps going.
Absolutely.
All right. Tina Mraz, Program and Educational Service Director with Fairfax County's Public Library. Thanks for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely enjoyed it. And again, if you want to learn more, just go to fairfaxcounty.gov/library. Thanks to Tina again for being here, and thanks to you for listening. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/fairfaxcounty, as well as our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.